you know, may have, you know, parents that might have gotten in a squabble, or there's other people that like elderly people. That's one thing I've always appreciated about the churches I've been in, and there's always been elderly people that needed just a little extra love or a little kindly affection. And I'll tell you, children, they can melt a person's heart, you know, just to come up and you know, for to give them a hug or a word of kindness. And I told her that, and sure enough, she started taking her children to church, and her husband came in off the road, and he went to church with them. Now, they didn't go to church with me. They didn't go to where I went to church, but that didn't bother me. That didn't bother me, because I can't force this relationship with the Lord. It's something we all have to work out. And she's come back and was telling me about this and that and how they got to working in the Sunday school. And next thing you know, her husband got called to preach. And I just felt so encouraged. And I just gave the Lord the praise. And all I did was just offer a suggestion. You know, just to find your relationship with the Lord. And I did. I really felt so encouraged from that. And it just amazes me, honestly, how God puts us in places. And he'll put you in a place where you can work and be a witness. And you know, at times I don't feel like I'm much of anything. And honestly, in a genuine way, I don't believe that I am. But I'll tell you, God is everything. And if my heart is open and my mind is open to be led by the Lord and to be used of him, then whatever the Lord can do through me, I want to be willing. I want to be open. I want my heart to be true that God can direct my steps. Praise God. I'm happy to be in the house of God today. I love this church. I love the saints of God. Praise the Lord. I love what we feel here. I know that this is a good place for all of us to come in and cast our cares before the Lord. As Peter said, to cast all your cares upon him. Hallelujah, because he careth for you. Oh, hallelujah, if you've got a care or a burden tonight, there's nothing that the Lord can't work out with you if you'll trust him. He'll take the word of God and he'll take the spirit of God and he'll begin to work. And he'll either work it out of you, or he'll fix that problem, or he'll fix it to where it don't bother you. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord knows, doesn't he? He knows all of our needs. And I haven't said anything in a long time, and I'm not really trying to hide, although that's convenient sometimes. But I just want you folks to know that I love you, and I am encouraged. I really appreciated our youth meeting, and I don't even know if I've said anything since then. But I want you to know, Brother Smith, I don't recall in the youth meetings that I've worked in and attended here a more mature group of young people. I don't recall a group of young people that, and of course I'm talking about our group, and I'm talking about the children that attended, and how, for lack of a better word, how professional. They were about business. You know, it wasn't just a fun trip. It was business for them. And that meant a lot to me. They come in and you know, I've been in some meetings where you'd almost have to start the band to get them to sit down. You know, and then the ushers, you're almost holding the doors just to corral them because they're going in and out and this and that. And I didn't see that in this youth meeting. I saw a hungry group of young people, and I really feel like it's carried. I'm telling you, I really appreciate what the Lord's doing with our young folks, our young adults, and young teenagers, and our young children. I really do appreciate what God is doing for them, and it's my privilege to work here in this church. And I just want to put a plug in here. I know that some of you get on the web, I haven't said a lot about this, in part because I wanted to try to get it all worked out and make sure that it's working properly, and it's a new experience for me. But we archive the audio service. Every service is on the audio on the internet. We don't put the video on the internet, but we do put the audio. And so if there's a testimony or Brother Smith's messages on the book of Revelation, for the Bible study or a song that you want to hear, you can go out to our website and you can hear all of that. And there's no cost for it. It's, you know, of course you have to have internet at your home or wherever you're at. And you can also download the services there and play them on your iPods and your MP3 players and things like that. And so, like, even for our upcoming singing, you know, the video for our singing and the audio will be on there. And I just want to encourage you to use that resource. We get a lot of people, we have a lot of people hitting our website that don't necessarily attend this church. Some, you know, like Brother Rivera in Haverhill, Massachusetts. I spoke with him on the phone a couple weeks ago, Brother Smith, and made sure that he was getting our services, and he's just thrilled to be able to just, you know, it's just amazing to click on a service. I know I have many times to hear a song or, you know, hear something extra, and we don't always get it right. And, you know, when Brother Harden was here on Wednesday night, we didn't get a wireless lapel mic on him, and so the service quality, you know, the sound quality is not as great. It, you know, we fall asleep at the switch, if you will, sometimes. But I just want you folks to know that resource is out there for you, and I hope, I want to encourage you to use it. And if you have any trouble with it, or if any, you know, if you can't hear or if you can't get it to play properly, let me know, and I'll do my best to help you to get it worked out for you. Our web address is FGCLR, First Gospel Church, Little Rock, FGCLR.com. And I hope you don't mind my plug, but I want you to know it's for you. It's a labor of love. I haven't said anything about it. We've had it up for about a year, and I think we mention it casually at times, but it truly is a labor of love. And there's pictures on there from our youth meeting. There's a lot of pictures on there from our youth meeting. And there's a video, our whole youth meeting, a video is on the internet. And it's just amazing. It's amazing how many people we can reach. We can reach people into Canada and Mexico and Japan. I know that we have to have some service members of the armed services or families or something that are using our website in Germany and Japan because of some of the hits we get. It's just amazing how it's a ministry, really. It's really amazing how that we can affect the people around us. And so I just want to say those things. I didn't really want to get up tonight. It's kind of like Brother Smith said, if you sit there in your seat, you get comfortable sitting there in your seat. And it's not that I'm ashamed of the gospel. I just don't want to miss it. All right. You know what I mean? I don't want to do nothing to quench the Spirit of God. And I know you guys feel the same way, but be encouraged by the word of the Lord and your testimony, and share it with us, and let the Lord bless you, and let the Lord bless us through you.
That's all right. I'm just going to mention while Brother Doug York is upstairs. He's really sick, and he's been sick now for a week or longer. He went to an emergency clinic this last week, and they took some blood tests. They got back with him and let him know that it was his gallbladder. And but of course he hadn't done anything since he found that out, but he's really sick right now, and he's having a gallbladder attack. And so I told Sister York to get him ready and get him to the emergency room. If you get an infected pancreas or it goes to your liver, it can be deadly. And he's been down with this for over a week, so let's have special prayer for him right now, if y'all would. Let's ask God. God would touch him. God's able to heal. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. Jesus, Jesus, help us right now, Lord. God, we're your needy children. You're our help in the present time of need. Oh, Lamb of God, Jesus, touch your servant, Lord, here tonight. The condition that he's in. Lord God, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Touch our brother, Lord. God, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe somebody would have a song right here. I do want to say, while someone may be, you know, getting ready to sing for us, Brother Painter has done a marvelous job on the website, and he's spent no telling how many hours even studying how to do it, because he didn't know what he was doing. But he's really done a good job. We've got a good website, and it just keeps, he just keeps improving it. I appreciate the hours and the labor that he spent, and everyone that works up there with him and helping him. Just all of you have done such a great job. I appreciate the workers in this church. And let me say this. Somewhere Thursday, Friday, or sometime Saturday, somebody came in this church and scratched profanity into our piano in more places than one. If you know anything about that, I want to know who done it. Probably was a child, but they certainly need correction. And it happened since Wednesday night after service. And what time did you clean church Saturday? About 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It happened Thursday, Friday, or before 2 o'clock Saturday. Somebody done something that profane in this church. And I don't know who done it, but we need to be real careful. No, it wasn't Wednesday night, because she cleaned it Wednesday night and she knew it wasn't there. And we were the last ones out of here, me and you and your wife, Wednesday night after service, so we know it was after Thursday. And I don't know who was here, who might know, was on the, you know, up on this platform, but anyway, we need to, yes, it was after Wednesday night and before 2 o'clock Saturday. So you know, I'm hurt about it more than anything else. I'm not mad, I'm just hurt, you know, that anyone would show that type of irreverence towards the house of God. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention it so we could watch and be careful that we're watching after the things that God's blessed us with. Praise God. All right, let's have a song here.
I've told all my troubles goodbye. Goodbye to each tear and each sigh. This world that I roam cannot be my home. I'm bound for the land in the sky. I walk and I talk with my Lord. My peace every day on His word.
Bye.
somebody's glasses. They're kind of like, I don't know for sure. I believe these are women's. Mujer Rubia. Anyway, they're up here. If you lost them. Hallelujah. I feel like I've been to church today. Praise God. I'm going to be saved when this is over. I just feel like it. I'm saved now, but I'm going to be more saved. I had a preacher's wife ask me, said, "What in the world are you talking about more saved?" I said, "I just feel like there's more to this. I just feel like I can get a little closer to Him, get a little less of me and more of Him. When I get there, I'm going to feel more saved." Hallelujah. Overcoming life is what the Bible calls it. Praise God. All right. Goodbye. Pray for Brother York this week and tonight. And remember the singing, the 26th, 7 o'clock Saturday night, Gospels singing right here at First Gospel Church. Sister Bryant.
My mother's brother, and he called me today about during the dinner, and his wife passed away about 12:30 today.
Okay, now who is it?
It's my uncle. It was my mother's,
okay.
Mother's brother.
What's the name of the family?
It's Charles Reeves family.
Reeves
and his
family,
wife
okay.
About 12:30 today.
All right, let's remember that. Maybe we could mention some of these things, Sister Thompson. Bless his heart. All right, let's remember that, Brother Matthew. Getting to the miserable part of this. All right, and they're going to be moving the 1st of October. So, Brother Doug and Sister Yvonne's supposed to be signing this week on their house, and of course he wanted to put this off if he had to have surgery and. Till after they move, but let's just pray for them. And I'll tell him after, I'll go up to the hospital afterwards and tell him that don't worry about it, we'll move you. We may get your bed in the wrong room, but you'll have a bed in a room somewhere. And then Brother Wallace, where's he at? Is he still at home? He's hurt his neck again. Go ahead. All right. Keep him in your prayers, too. Also, Sister Jackie Tucker's funeral tomorrow morning at Houston Funeral Home at 10 a.m. Which Houston Funeral Home is it? On 65th Street and University? All right. Down here at 65th and University, Mablevale Pike and University. Oh, it's Mablevale Pike and 65th. A block. Okay, Sister Wallace. All right. Remember that need. All right. Could we just stand, Sister Abraham? Good. Thank you. All right. Praise God. Good. All right. Let's also remember Brother Fetner's prison ministry. Let's pray God would use him and help him. I know he already has because I heard part of his testimony, but let's pray for him. I feel like my brothers has just come in tonight and was with us. I don't feel like they're strangers at all. I just feel like part of the family, and they are. So let's take their burden on us with them, to pray with them, and that God would help them. All right, let's stand here before we go home. Precious Savior, God, we love you and appreciate your goodness to us. Oh, God, once again, we ask you, Lord, to touch Brother Doug right now, Lord. And these that are sick that were mentioned here, Brother Wallace. Oh, Jesus, 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 would you help them? Touch them. Brother Daniels, God, touch him. Give him strength. Help him, God, heal him of this condition. Precious Lord, oh, Jesus. You said, just be like the little woman with the unjust judge. Just keep asking, keep petitioning. Oh, God, we just stand before you today, carrying our needs once again to you, trusting and having faith, Lord, that you'll help us, knowing that you have and you will. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, we give you praise. We glorify you, Lord. Oh, God, help us. And all these things, Lord. Amen, amen. All right, shake hands and be friendly. Praise God.